I'm delighted now to be catching up with Tom O'Neill of the Irish Society National Capital Region. And Tom has been doing fantastic work since he grabbed the reins. And far from me to try and steal some of his thunder. First of all, Happy New Year, Tom. And congratulations on a very productive 2025.
Well, thank you, Austin, and Happy New Year to you. I had to write down the list of things we did this year, which was a bit of an accomplishment. So I want to say that the first thing was to join the board and have a board of directors that was willing to let me to run with some freedom. And of course, the first thing we did was get reinstate the Irish Society newsletter in January, keep people informed. And then the support from Stephen Holmes and Myers Motors that helped us kickstart our fundraising effort in early February helped us a lot. However, the cancellation of the St. Patrick's Day parade in February may have been like the phoenix, arise from the ashes. In June, we were, after discussions with the City of Ottawa, talks to my colleagues in Montreal and Toronto, and Laurie Morrison in Montreal and Sean Ruddy in Toronto about how to get the parade back on track. We found a suitable location and route, which is down Wellington Street. And it really has a lot of Irish history and culture, right? We go before the Houses of Parliament, we go over the Rideau Canal into the Byward Market, all built by the Irish, all lived by the Irish over 200 years ago. And then, of course, Jim Irving, the board member, who made a simple suggestion, but it's a powerful one, which is we should model it after the Montreal, the Quebec City parade, which is you walk the parade 1 kilometer, and it's 1.7 kilometers or 1 mile. So we're calling it the Green Mile. And we're stealing that from previous parades that used to call it the Green Mile, even though it was more than a mile.
But the Irish Mile, well, Tom, as you know, an Irish Mile is a little bit longer.
Even a story is a little bit longer to the Irish, right? Just a wee bit. Just that fish was even bigger.
Yeah.
So the results is we've got probably the best route we've had in years, right? All Irish, all history. And it's shorter, but it's compact. It has a future capability of attracting more people because it's connected to the LRT. You can go from the west end to the east end, hop on the LRT, and you're right downtown. And there's two stops or three stops that people can get off and see us. And, of course, the other major accomplishment was to secure the 32 county flags of Ireland. I mean, everybody had a chance to see that on May the 8th when we did the unveiling of the street signs for the designation of the Irish community in Byward Market. It was circled to Heart and Crown, and it really brought the community together. And, of course, this year we doubled our membership from the previous of 2024. That was a help. But that's all because of the activities that the board and us got involved in. We've updated our society to incorporate the 1957 logo into our brand. So if you take a look at our website, you'll see a small Canadian maple leaf with a harp, which is Irish. And 1957, that's to commemorate Pat Scott and Mary Coffey. There are two founders that started off. But prior to me coming on board, all I had was 1995, because that's the only documents we had floating around, and the Irish are not big on keeping documentation. So then we had, in October, the tree planting to honor Darcy McGee, his birth at the St. Patrick's Basilica property, which is really a testimony to the Irish community itself, in the sense that while he may not have lived here in Ottawa, but he represented the relatives of Montreal, he was very active in politics and building this nation. And then, of course, just the end of the year, we standardized our membership structure similar to that of Montreal to one price, $20 cash and $22 if you use credit. And that also coincide with the new release of our website. So now on our website, we host all the 2025 newsletters for people to see. It's no longer hidden in waste paper baskets or people's private stock or beside the chair. Online registration now for people who want to get into the 2026 St. Patrick's Day Parade. No longer emails are needed. Go on. We've already got five already entries into it for 2026, and we're knocking the doors for more. We also have the capability with our new website to have special event ticketing. So the January 24th, an Irish dance with a twist is available online, $30 each, $40 at the door, but you can do it online. Snap, snap, it's done. We wanted to get back to the simple things of an Irish breakfast with friends and family. So starting on the 24th, the last Sunday of every month in 2026, the Heart and Crown in Barrhaven with free parking is making it available for those to join us. So it's back to rashers and home fries and all the great things. Is if you can't get to Ireland, at least to Austin, you can get over to the Heart and Crown in Barrhaven on the last Sunday. Have an Irish breakfast, chew the fat, and talk to some Irish folks.
Yes, you're slow down a piece there because you're. I can't even write fast this fast. So let's step back and the dance that's coming up on the 20th.
So the dance on the 24th of January. It's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday evening.
That's a Saturday evening at the Brass Rail on Greenbank Street.
Okay.
There'll be three bands of Irish descendants are playing, different people. The music is different. And that's a fundraiser to help raise money for the Irish Society and the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Okay.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade cost for 2026 is $65,000.
Whoa.
It's a pretty penny.
It is indeed. I understand the majority of that is between insurance and security.
Well, it's mostly security. Half of it is security.
Yeah.
It is the barricades, the security apparatus, as well as the policing.
Yes.
Right? That constitutes about $35,000, $30,000 to $35,000,
yeah,
for those two items.
Yeah.
And that is the reality of life we're living in. The society is not the same as what it was when we were younger.
I know. Now, going back to the breakfast then, how early are they starting and kind of, you know, at what time do the doors open there?
The doors are opening, I believe, at 10, but that's all on the website. All the information you can get to is our website. We've now really worked on making that our tool to help people who want to come into the Irish community, know about the Irish community, get to it. I mean, on our website, you can buy a ticket for the dance. You can buy a ticket for the breakfast. You can buy a membership in the Irish Society. And then at the same time, you can go and look at all the photo galleries of our history, of the previous parades. You can go and register for the parade in 2026.
So I'll hold you there again. So you mentioned membership. So if someone joins up, do you operate a calendar year or do you operate a kind of a 12-month to 12-month, or how do you work it?
No, it's calendar, January to December 31st. So we're going to be kicking off our membership drive very shortly.
Perfect.
And I was going to say that you're on the website too, Austin.
Yeah.
We have a page of all our Irish partners, and the Irish Radio of Canada is listed there for people to find out who to see, the history of the Irish community, the GAA, Irish rugby, the Gaels are in there. We want everybody to be a focal point for everybody to get to it. That's what it was before, but the website had been obsolete for a number of years, and we're back in track, and we're back on in business.
So I'm going to bring you back to the parade, Tom. So like you mentioned there that the applications are open.
I'm just finishing our accomplishments. I haven't got to the 2026.
No, but it's something yet. You mentioned.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, like, where are people going to gather? Because you did mention the route. So traditionally, kind of people just gather up on the bridge at City Hall. So logistically, how are people, where do people plan?
If you're part of the parade, you're going to be in the circle at the Supreme Court of Canada building at 301 Wellington Street.
Fantastic.
We have a lovely runway, a set-up stage. It's well over 1,800 feet of dual roadway.
Yeah.
So we can put vehicles on both sides. And the nice thing about it, in previous, we used to do it on Laurier Bridge. And that means we'd have to close down the Laurier Bridge.
Yes.
This means that all our pedestrians and that are behind protected zones and no vehicles are required.
Right. And then, so you can, and that gives great space because, again, that's always a challenge, and it allows from a marshalling perspective as well, makes it much easier to manage.
And it gives us the ability then to do two things. One, we're trying to enhance the parade and bring new things to it. And secondly, we need the bandwidth, as I call it, the width of the parade that people will park their cars and then they have to logistically get from there to the end parade destination, which is in the Byward Market.
Right. So those
vehicles can go out from the Supreme Court of Canada, across the Interprovincial Bridge, and back in off of Clarence Street without having to go down the Wellington Street. So it's a big circle for them to get around if they want to use their vehicles to pick up friends and family at the end.
Fantastic. Because again, that's often the challenge, and can be a challenge, that when to go from the start to the finish, and then how do you get back to where you parked and all the rest? And you made an interesting and important point there, that the LRT actually allows people, if they want, they could park at one of the stations, not bring their car downtown at all.
We're trying to be green there, Austin.
That's right. Well, it's Irish.
It's Irish. It's all about the green. Indeed. We've even asked the city of Ottawa if we could paint the line in the middle of Wellington green. They do that in Montreal. So we said, hey, I'm not going to say no to it. All I can do is ask.
And did you get an answer on that one yet?
Well, I got a bunch of questions, more questions than answers. But we're working towards it. We have a meeting with them on January the 6th. To finalize our parade route and information. So that's where we're going to be going. Fantastic. But I'm optimistic to see a green line down the street of Wellington. And as James Monaghan, I believe, Maloney, the MP, will tell you that Wellington Street is named after an Irish man born in Dublin.
That's right.
Former Governor General of Canada.
That's right.
So it's all Irish. So what do we do? We're just adding more color to the history.
Indeed. No, I know there's so much, and we haven't talked about all of what has happened. So I'll let you back now to where I interrupted.
So we have the website. Our website, I'm very happy. We worked with the people in Montreal, Laurie Morrison and her web team, to replicate a lot of the information they have onto ours. You know, in today's world, you don't build from scratch. You leverage your friends and family. And we did that with the Irish community of Montreal and Toronto. So Mark from the web team has put up probably one of our best websites ever. It has capability for us to grow even further. So we now finally have a link between our Facebook and our Instagram. That was a big thing for us to have.
Right.
Before we had them standalone, individually operating. Now we've got some connectivity, and we're almost like ready for the 2026. Plus, we've got Laura Mills, I believe, the professor from Algonquin College, helping us with two of her students, helping out in our social media as well.
Brilliant.
So we've got more of a bigger team. While the board may be only 10 or 11 members, we have enlisted about 18 people just working on the parade. And we're very pleased to say in 2026, with our fundraising objective of $65,000, we've got the chair. Our new chair for fundraising is Lisa McLeod, the former MPP for Nepean, and a personal friend. This is where we went to friends and family. And she secured the Grand Marshal for 2026 is Jeff Kavanaugh from Kavanaugh Construction.
Fantastic.
Following in the footsteps of Tommy Kavanaugh.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely Irish roots and Irish history.
So, Tom, when you go to social media, I'm curious, are you going to start doing some TikTok?
That was funny. That was a conversation late last night. We have Vincenzo Cala. We call him Vincenzo Ocala. And he's a big TikTok fan, and he said, you open to it? And as you know, all Irish are open to everything.
So
I said, of course.
So we can look forward to
a 2026 TikTok.
Yeah.
Yep. The two students from Algonquin College have a great thing. They love Tim Turney's 2 minute. What is it? 2 minutes with Tim.
Right.
He has this social media blast that every 2 minutes, every day, there's a 2 minute blast of him doing something and promoting it.
Right.
So where the future holds, I don't know, but it's better than where it was a year ago.
Indeed.
That's all I know. So my big objective for 2026 is I'm trying to secure funding for a 25-foot wide by 50-foot long Irish flag that sits over your shoulders, and 24 marchers march in the parade. And if we can get a secured funder for that, it'll be in the Ottawa parade on March the 6th. It'll be packaged up and shipped off to Toronto for Sean Ruddy's parade on March the 14th. And then Sean will package it up and send it off to Laurie Morrison and her colleagues in Montreal for the 22nd Sunday, St. Patrick's Day parade in Montreal. And whoever the sponsor is would get a lot of mileage on that.
You mentioned March 6th. I think you meant March 7th.
March 7th. March 7th. Ours is March 7th.
Yes.
March 14th and March 22nd are the three St. Patrick's Day in what we call the Holy Triangle.
Fantastic.
The trilogy.
So there were other things in 2025 we didn't touch on yet. I know while the tree at St. Patrick's, the renaming of the or the establishment of the zone of the Irish Village and the street signs. Is that project complete?
No. So the designation of the Irish Village was to erect similar signage that we have for our Lebanese community on Riverside Drive and the Italian community on Preston Street. We were successful in getting council support for the erection of 13 directional signs designations in the Byward Market, and we plan to expand that in 2026 to include more streets and more signage. We're working with the Bytown Business, the Byward Market Business, Byward Market District Authority, BMDA, to see if creating a Celtic cross crosswalk somewhere in the Byward Market. So instead of having straight lines, it'd have some sort of Celtic knots as our crosswalk. But that's to enhance the further expansion of the street signs and the designation of the Irish community. In 2027 is the bicentennial of Byward Market. So we're leveraging every angle we can to keep promoting the Irish.
And of course, 2027, based on what you said earlier, is the 70 years of the Irish Society.
It will be, yes.
Yeah.
So we're working hard 2 years from now. But yeah, we're doing little things. So the designation was a big bonus. I mean, it's a great thing to see, and people come up and ask what the languages are. They get the English, the French. They just don't get the Irish. And then, of course, go ahead.
No, I can't help but think, you know, if you get a crosswalk and it's a Celtic symbolism, that you're going to get somebody and they're just going to be wandering because, you know, that those things are unending loops and they'll never get to the.
That's right. There's no end and beginning to an Irish knot.
No, so they'll never get across the road.
But hey, that's the struggle.
I know.
And of course, we did we worked with Father Stevens at St. Patrick Basilica to erect that tree to honor Darcy McGee's 200th birthday. His birthday was in April of 2025. But we had the tree planted, a maple leaf, maple tree for him in October 4th of 2025. It marks the 200th anniversary of his birth. And he was originally a patron of St. Patrick's Basilica. Originally, the St. Patrick's Basilica was St. Anthony's Church on Spark Street Mall and then relocated from Spark Street to Kent Street where it is today. So we're very proud that the church and Father Stevens helped us to make that possible. And it adds more flavor to our Irish community. So that was 2025. It was a busy year. I'm glad it's over. But now the obstacles ahead of us are larger, but more enjoyable. As I said, we've got the dance party. Our objective for 2026 is 400 members from our previous numbers. We, as I said, we have the Grand Marshal selected, which we're happy. We have the Green Mile. We're trying to line up a run just prior to the race, before the parade. A 1 mile run, and we're trying to, that's my next meeting today on the phones to organize a team of people similar to race weekend they have here in Ottawa, but just a 1 mile run. 1.7 kilometers from the Supreme Court of Canada into the Byward Market. But they have to be wearing green. They have to be in Irish costumes or Irish dress, and it's a fun run. And that's the intent of kicking off and bringing back Irish to the streets of Ottawa. We're working with St. Patrick's High School students, 40 of them, to carry the 32 county flags of Ireland. And they're starting the drills in January inside the gyms. So they'll have the paraphernalia. All of them will be either There's 40 of them, so there's 24 of them wearing orange, white, and green hoodies for the winter. We have summer outfits for them in the summertime, and they'll all be colored matching to the Irish flags. And, of course, the 32 counties plus four provinces and four Irish flags to start it off for a parade float of 40 marchers. And we're now asking you, Austin, to help us. 2026 is the beginning of the construction of the Rideau Canal. Its completion is in 1832.
Yeah.
But we're looking for descendants of the canal workers, like I am one. My ancestors worked in the Rideau Canal and then settled here, and we're still here, and my cousins are still here. And we want them to march in the parade under the banners and of as canal workers, descendants of the Irish Canal. And we have McCabe's list of 600 and some people that we'd like anybody to find the routes and march in the parade as a canal worker. It's a tribute. I mean, they dug a ditch that built this nation. If it wasn't for that ditch, Ottawa would not become the capital, and this capital may be part of the United States. Mm-hmm. They were pushing, but we broke away. And then, of course, we're working, well, we will have on March the 5th at City Hall, we will be raising the flag over the City Hall of the Irish Society. But we're working with the City of Gatineau to raise the flag on March the 4th of the Irish community over there. Since we are the national capital region Irish community, we want it on both sides of the river. And prior to the Bytown, as an old friend of mine, Ben Franklin, used to say, Bytown was a ward of Nepean Township. And prior to it, most of the Irish settled in Buckingham, Quebec, along the Ottawa River before coming down. Mm-hmm. And that's where my ancestors were, and they left Buckingham to work on the canal, which then became the two cities, the national capital, Quebec and Ontario. So that's why we want to have flags on both sides of the river to commemorate the 200th anniversary of these people who gave up their time and effort to build a canal and build a nation. And, of course, further expansion, we're pushing for 13 more signs, I'm sorry to say, mm-hmm. for the Byward market. And we will do everything more to emphasize the crosswalk and the Byward market, a little bit of Celtic knots or whatever they wish. We're open to it. Well, that's 2026, and we're looking forward to a good parade. We can't guarantee how many it is or how big it is, but everybody's open. The website is there. We're asking people to register. If you're not sure, pick up the email, the president@irishsociety.ncr. I respond to it. We have a great team of 18 people working, as I said, with Lisa McLeod and Heather Heather Tessier, who may have a French name, but whose uncle and her maiden name are O'Brien, like Larry O'Brien, the former mayor. So we've got a lot of people coming out to support us, little pieces here and little pieces there. And that's how we build a society, everybody chipping in a little piece at a time.
As we get closer to March, I'll come back to you, because if you need to get any word out there on any appeals, and particularly, as say, when you mentioned McCabe's list, if there's anything, how we can help on that.
Well, we're looking for 10 families to start.
Okay.
The old saying is, how do you eat a whale is one bite at a time.
Yep.
So we want 5 to 10 families to start off the, and then I think it'll steamroll. So by 2032, on the 200th anniversary of the completion of the Rideau Canal, we should have a good contingent of descendants of the Rideau Canal workers.
And Tom, the McCabe's list itself with the names on it, is that going to be, or is it available on the Irish Society website?
Well, we have to negotiate that, because it's part of Heritage Ontario. And for me to get the list, I had to pay $8. So I don't know what if there's a copyright infringement or whatever. But we'll be working with Heritage Ontario to see what we can do to put that out.
Right. Because, again, with all those things, as you know, once you have somebody's name, that someone knows somebody who knows somebody, and it leads it back much faster.
Well, it's funny, because it was done by Bruce Elliott. And Bruce Elliott wrote the book, The City Beyond, commissioned by the City of Nepean. So as Ben and I used to laugh, because he was a good friend of Ben, was he wanted to make sure his history was incorporated and Nepean was preserved. So he did that, and then Bruce all did the McCabe list, and that's how I found my family roots. The Irish have great stories, but nobody knew when they came or who came where. And so when I worked as a volunteer for the government of Ontario for the Trillium Foundation, going up and down the valley, I was told by my aunt, we're not related to anyone in the valley. And only to find out she was wrong. And yeah, we are related to the relatives in the valley. And yeah.
Maybe she didn't want you to find the relatives.
Well, you know, they all have their secrets, eh? They all keep their secrets. Irish have a lot of secrets. Like the old thing about some guy hiking around Ireland with a small mini fridge. People helped him along the way. Nobody asked him what was in the fridge or what the fridge was about, but we just keep it to ourselves.
Indeed, indeed.
But Austin, it looks very promising for 2026.
Fantastic. And as I say, congratulations on the job you've done so far. And I've no doubt that the 7th of March will be an event in the city that is going to go down as the revitalization of the parade. Well done.
Well, it's the parade and bringing back Irish culture to the forefront again. I mean, we have a lot of people who've done well and have forgotten their roots.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important as we go forward to remind people that you're walking on the streets paved by other people's hard work and efforts.
Indeed. And it's also important to remember that those that came, where they came from, when they came, they were coming from destitution. And as you said, there's a lot of people who have done very well. And that link from where they are and where they came from has got blurry. And anything that kind of clears that and helps recognize the challenges that our forefathers, your forefathers, that what they had in order for people to have what they have today.
Well, you know, the Irish is our welcoming. I've always said the Irish is a welcoming community. My mother is a Irish Francophone. My grandmother's a Francophone. My other sides are all Irish. So we all lived in harmony. They may have disagreed periodically, but there was harmony. My parents, my father was Irish. My mother spoke French.
Right.
But of Irish roots. So that just shows you that you're always welcome to in an Irish community.
Indeed. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time, and we will connect again, and hopefully we can keep spreading the message.
And happy thanks, or happy New Year's to everybody out there, and enjoy the festivities.